Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 131 for Thursday, November 5th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts corrected lower Thursday morning on ideas yesterday's gains were overdone. Canola values were anywhere from $4 to $5 lower, with the most active January contract coming in at $476.50 per ton. Values were pressured from losses in the U.S. soy complex. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both lower, which also contributed to the declines. There are ideas the next survey of Canadian canola will show a larger crop than previously reported. However, on the flip side, despite multiple rains, there are still some Brazilian soybean fields that reportedly need more moisture, which is bullish for the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans are down 67 cents, with the most active January contract checking in at $8.76 a bushel. The market was mainly pressured by disappointing U.S. net sales last week, which didn't measure up to analysts' expectations. Weather conditions have also turned more favorable for the crop in South America, which was bearish for the market. Large funds are mostly buying right now. Corn was 3 to 4 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.76 a bushel. The market was down over demand worries, much like soybeans. A new report from Informa Economics pegs the 2015 U.S. corn crop at 13.7 billion bushels, which is up from the previous estimate. The yield is expected to be 170 bushels an acre, which would be the second highest reading for the U.S. crop ever. U.S. wheat is 4 to 5 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $5.21 a bushel. Lukewarm demand pressured prices, according to the USDA. Net wheat sales for the week ended October 29th totaled 105,000 metric tons for delivery, and that was below what analysts had been expecting. It also underlined the point that U.S. wheat is presently uncompetitive on world markets. On the positive side, though, Eastern Australia is experiencing heavy rains that could damage their grain crop, and that was supportive for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, November 5th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.